Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, yes. No! Cannot trick me. You cannot trick me. That's clearly the wrong intro.
You are now.
We're back with a special bonus edition of the Extra Gravy Show, man.
Bonus.
And if you're on the YouTube, you did it right. This is not one of them audio joints that you guys got to listen to, man. You guys got to see the visuals as well, because we got my homie, the legend, Jesse Ray is in the building. What's popping? What's popping, man?
Oh, man.
Out here in these streets, dropping albums. Yes, he is out. Yes, how you out. Feeling?
Yes.
I'm feeling. I said this before. I feel like I had to take a shit for 2 months.
We got Metamucil in the back if you need.
I'm blessed now. I'm blessed.
Take the shit now. It's out.
You can. This is a safe space. You can fart around us. You good?
Nah. He's speaking for him.
That's. I lean that way.
I wonder how much I can get for pink eye on eBay. Jesse Reyes pink eye. Gotta capture it. I'm never washing this eye ever again. No. I mean, this is special. This is full circle for us.
Very full
because
circle.
When I started this podcast in, I believe, 2017, you Thank were man. Signing Figures CDs on the carpet while we're recording our second episode ever.
Crazy.
And you're in the background. Like, we're talking shit for like half a second, but you're in the second episode, and life has changed so much since then, man. Like, how much has life changed for you in terms of like coming back to the city? Is it the same feeling when you come back to the city?
I love the city more.
Even more now.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Distance makes the heart grow. Is that it? Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder. That's it.
I love Toronto as it was, but now that, you know, hustle kind of takes over
the
schedule, and so I don't see home as often as I'd like to, but when I do, I love it more.
That's one thing we don't talk about with artists enough. Like, how much FOMO do you feel? Like when you're on road and you're seeing like Caravana, but you have to do a show or like something else is happening in the city that you're so used to like enjoying with everybody else, but like you're on the road and you can't. Like, is it like because you're obviously doing your dream, so it can't be that bad. But at the same time, you're like, oh, I'm missing out.
That I resolved sacrifice a long time ago.
Yeah,
like you kind of have to get over it. Yeah. You have to make peace with it.
You have to make peace with it. It hit me more, not so much for events, but for like birthdays is when it hit me.
Yeah,
and like those family moments.
Yeah, and those Oh my god! Like getting a FaceTime and everyone's like, "Hey, yo, mija, hola, hola, hola," and then seeing the kids that all like doubled in size in a matter of like 3 months.
Yeah,
it hurts. But sacrifices.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's gonna be tough for this one over here. Uncle Dad. he's the most Uncle Dad out of all of us.
No, I'm here for Uncle Dad vibes.
Hey, man.
This is what broke me, is like seeing these things.
Oh,
look at that. Amy was on the kiddo cover.
That
was her.
Wow. Yeah, that's Extra Gravy exclusive. Premiere. Nothing but the eggs. Easter eggs.
Not mad all the way in the back. Still saying it.
Shout out to Matt and Podcast P in the back. Oh, man. But yes, you're back here now. The album is out.
Mm-hmm.
The album is incredible.
Thank you, bro.
Mm-hmm. Incroyable.
not the French.
not in Francais. So before Love Came to Kill Us, obviously a banger. But I feel like even though you were super transparent on this one you dug even a little bit more deeper. But even with more self-reflection, like, Before Love Came to Kill Us didn't feel as introspective as this one. Was there a reason for that?
Yeah, man. The pandemic shifted me.
Let's get you on the mic.
Thank you. Sorry. Yeah, the pandemic shifted me because, like a lot of people, everybody went through that, like,
yep.
And then a hard time.
And you have to spend a lot of time with yourself, you know.
Yo, four walls and your soul. Mm-hmm. So if you don't got a good relationship with yourself, that was a very difficult transition. And
yeah,
I apparently didn't. I was carrying a lot of baggage and a lot of things that I hadn't dealt with. And it was kind of like sink or swim. So I swam. And I picked up some self-help books. The Power of Now, like, shifted my entire life. And just self-analysis, all these things that kind of, that has been a nonstop growth. Mm. And I was more vulnerable in a weird way because it was opposite, like more vulnerable in a positive way. I'm used to talking yeah. about sadness and like
yeah.
the toxicity, but it's weird because then I deal with like lowered expectations because I'm used to the air of sadness. Like mm-hmm. now it's almost like I feel confident enough in myself that even if I love someone like a tidal wave and even if the heartbreak is fucking awful, and I'll be okay regardless.
Yeah.
So it made me more vulnerable and more open when it comes to positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Weird. This girl talks in haikus. Did you? That tidal wave of love.
It's like she's doing a song
yeah.
right
yeah,
now.
It's like you're writing a song. Why are you talking to us? That is crazy. I hope none of those self-help books are like 48 Laws of Power, because then I'll be very...
Yo, dog, I definitely don't know. I read it, but I don't apply it. I read it, and it it does get dark.
It's good yeah. for insight because it's now you know how other people are moving you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I was exactly. in an argument and someone was like, obviously what they were trying to convince me of, the benefit for them was just very apparent. And they were like, this for you, that for you. And I was like, this motherfucker.
They like, always do I'm that. So no, it's
like,
all good.
He's not listening. Nothing that's going to help him. And I know all this. And I was like, well, you tried yeah. to evergreen me right now. The disrespect.
People will do that.
Yeah.
But you did say you read Power of Now, which is, what's his name?
Eckhart.
Yeah. Eckhart. I feel like everybody picked up that book over the pandemic. Amazing. I heard a couple of people like talk about it
yeah.
in interviews and stuff like that. So I guess that's a recommendation to 100%. Go.
He's been the man for a while haven't. Too.
Yeah.
He was on sure. Was he on Oprah?
Probably.
Sounds like an Oprah.
I think he was on Oprah early. Like, I think
it
Oprah.
Been forever ago.
Yeah, I was like on Oprah's like favorite things. You know when she does her yeah. favorite books.
Oh,
like,
no, Oprah like, Choice yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
She put definitely. The Eckhart Tolle book. Stamp. I can't remember what the first one he did was. That was like it blew everybody out the water. But yeah, no, you definitely like. I feel like everybody in a some sort of way during the pandemic searched mm-hmm. for some sort of self help, yeah. even like if it wasn't like
clearance. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm. like there was the people who even the people who got into stocks and crypto. That's kind of self help because they wanted to get into a position where they didn't have to go back to work because mm-hmm. like you're like I'm home. Like this is nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we all had that pause moment, but then you got out and you're starting to do shows again. Have shows changed, like, in terms of reception, or is everything basically the same?
It's made me love it more.
Yeah. I was going to say, is there more right? of appreciation now? Like, you had that pause for so long, and now yeah. it's like, finally!
yeah, it's made me love it more. Even, like, but the shift that I feel that I felt during the pandemic has, like, moved me to a point where we were on tour with Billy, and I've gone to places before, like, countries I've been to before,
mm-hmm.
but it felt like I was there
for the first time.
For the first time.
Mm. Yeah. Because before it was like, so it's just go. And yeah. then,
mm-hmm.
and then anytime that I wasn't going, it was like back to the bunk and like being sad or whatever, going through whatever it was that I was going through
mm-hmm.
and not experiencing life.
Mm-hmm. You know, that just reminds me because last night I was watching Angie Martinez and her interview with Lauren London since Nipsey passed. That was her first
great
like
interview.
Full sit down. And she was saying like, it's unfortunate, but like the death has made her appreciate every single moment a little bit more now, right?
Yeah.
So it's crazy that these huge and traumatic, because COVID, like the pandemic was still traumatic, fuck. You know?
It's very rare that a happy moment, a huge happy moment, makes you reflect on life. It's
yeah.
always the most traumatic shit
yeah.
that makes you go, I need to fix some things. What's going on?
Yeah. We yeah. sit in it a little bit.
Yeah.
More, you
yeah,
know?
It forces growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It forces it.
Definitely. Definitely.
And the most like growth I feel like you find as a person is when you find the ability to be able to do that even in good moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
That would be amazing.
The ability to be present and realize what's happening, how mm-hmm. it happened for yeah. you, and just taking in the entire gravity of the situation. Like, even if it's just not even that big. Like, I love finding the root of things. I love finding out how something came to be.
Yeah.
And it's so magical to me. Like, little things like I was telling him about that
the
joke
growth,
the other day.
The growth comes out the dirt, man. Right by the roots.
Tell you about that joke the other day about the medium that told me about my past life.
Yo, man's went to a medium?
I didn't go to her. I was engaging in coitus years ago with her. Let's just say I wanted
some reading while you're gonna write.
Yeah, I wanted some insight, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? It was a breeding. It was a breeding. But she told me that, like, because every time she got around me, she'd get like this uneasy, uncomfortable feeling. And she wouldn't want to tell me about it, right? And I'll be like, and one day she just told me, she's like, okay, I'm going to tell you this, but just don't freak out. Like, you have an angel with you. And he's like, always here. And she described him as the guy that's tattooed on my arm, my boy Caesar, who died in 2009. Wow. And so I was like, yo. Creep me out, right? So I go a couple days later, I'm home alone, and like I'm like, okay, no one's here, I'm a jerk off, and I was like, oh shit, my angel's here. So the root of and things is so important. How that grew, I don't know, but this is where we are now. I can't watch porn
because you know that somebody
because my nigga's behind me. My nigga's here.
He's sitting there watching everything
in the room. In the room. What was the root?
Yeah, my men are dying.
What was the root for Jesse Reyes? Because I know you come from writing lyrics on napkins. But there's got to be even further past that. Yeah. Like, where did it come from? Where did it start?
Yo, I would always do shows for, like, my family. Mm-hmm. Like, Celia Cruz, hair, like, fruits in my hair, and, like, sitting everybody down and forcing them to listen to my
That's amazing.
Pitchless voice. But the writing, I don't know how, but I'd always been writing. But it was not recognized until I was, like, in grade 7. And I had a teacher call home for the first time with good news.
Oh.
And my parents didn't know because I homie speak Spanish and I didn't really write poetry in Spanish like that.
Yeah.
And they didn't really, you know, my parents would help me with math, help me with like memorizing things and like, you know, things that don't require having to be necessarily bilingual in order to enforce your education.
Like gym.
Run! Different. Not as involved. But they didn't know. They didn't know I was nice. And she called them and she was like, I just want you guys to know, like, she's a talented writer. Aww. And then I started winning, like, poetry.
Do you remember that teacher's name?
Yeah, that's Mrs. So Hidden. Nice. I got her in the...
Shout out, Miss Hidden. Shout out, Miss Hidden.
She's lit. I put her in a documentary when Apple was, like, after Kiddo, somewhere on then, I, like, hit her up. Mm-hmm. And it was just sweet, too, because I kept in touch with her, like, when I was, like, 19. Like, after, you know, even before that, like, when I was in high school, would go like link her and be like, how you doing? Like she was just there for me. And very few and far in between the teachers that were, because some of these fucking women had no business being fucking teachers. Some of these men had no business being there's just people that just should not be working with children because they don't know how to control their own fucking energy and not project. But her,
she amazing.
Was a writer. Mm. And so it was, and also that's what I was saying. So I go back and I remember I had left high school and I had decided that I was going to work a year because I didn't want to go into debt. And I was like, I'll work and then I'll use some of that money to pay for school. Mm-hmm. So I just, it won't be, at least I'll have a little.
You yeah.
know? And I went back and she was like, so what are you doing? And I told her, and she was like, I'm not going to college.
What? She's like, so heartbroken.
It hurt to see it.
Yeah.
You know? And I can't fault her for it because that's the.
That's what they're programmed. That's what everybody's programmed to think is the next step that's going to get you further in life.
But like the job that you were doing wasn't anything like that was going to fulfill your potential, you know? What was the job that you were working?
At the time?
Yeah.
Oh, man, everything. I did, like, at that time, I was, like, receptionist at a gym and then bottle service at night. And
yeah.
Really
what club? So for her, what club?
Faces on Richmond.
I'm pretty sure it's something white now, but, yes.
Faces. Or not even there.
it's a condo.
Dance studio now.
Oh.
It's a dance studio.
It's underground.
Oh, even nicer.
I think it's underground.
Oh, okay, that would make sense, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Everything. I was doing everything. Underground. But then, shout out to Miss Hidden.
Yeah, for her, so she was probably like, you're not going down your path, you know?
She was a little concerned.
yeah, working bottle service and being a receptionist, she's like, what the hell? You're such a talented writer.
For a teacher to be that concerned, though, it's like on a parent level.
You know what? Like, shout out to the teachers that really care.
Facts. Mm-hmm. You know? Facts, man. Because
they're far and few, like, but the people that really care, it's like, yo, it's thank tough you so much.
Because you're in a job, especially, like, depending on where you are situated as a teacher, mm-hmm. where you have to show a little bit more empathy than, like, other teachers in other areas. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain kids coming to you in situations and you know something's happening at school, at home, and you can't be too hard on that kid. Like, mm-hmm. but some teachers, like you said, don't care. They're just here to do the job. They don't care. And that, to me, is the tough part of any one of these jobs that are used to help grow people. Yeah. You're going to always have bad actors in it. You're going to always have people who are not fit for the job, just needed a job and that security. And when it comes to the kids, I think it's so irresponsible to just leave it in the hands of just
whoever
applies and gets good grades. Like, I feel like it's more than that.
Yeah.
But back to you. enough of this school system bullshit. we're at Savannah Ray's EP release last night. Yep. Big up Savannah.
My girl.
No Weapons EP out now. Make sure you guys go stream that. Amazing body of work.
Mm.
She opened for you on tour. Your first tour.
It was the second tour. Yeah, man.
Now you guys are dropping a project 1 week away from each other. Yeah. It's like the universe bringing everything full circle again. How does it feel to see like your other fellow Toronto artists grow?
And her growth,
happy, man.
Especially her.
Especially Sav. Sav's like good people and talented as fuck and good team. Yogi's amazing.
Shout out to Yogi. Yep.
It's just, it makes me happy, man. It makes me happy. The city's been in the middle of a renaissance for a minute, and I just love to see it gaining more speed.
Yeah.
More success. Yeah. You know? I love it.
I see it more in the R&B field these days. Like, rap had a moment for a couple years ago where it was, like, really pushing the boundaries, and now it's, like, R&B's back again. Because R&B been...
But I feel it's been consistent. R&B's been holding it for down.
2010, maybe?
You know, I feel R&B's been holding
but
it
down. But we're R&B guys.
Yeah.
We're R&B guys.
Yeah. You guys are a little biased.
You do make, like, R&B-ish music.
R&B-ish.
I would say R&B-ish. Because I feel like you do blur the lines very well.
In terms
of, like, how you deliver lyrics, the pacing, the beat selection, like, everything... Seems like a mix of all the things you love. Is that intentional?
Yeah, man. It's a stew. Sancocho. It's a mix. A nice little rainbow. It's rainbow sherbet from Baskin Robbins.
It's my girlfriend's favorite. Nice rainbow sherbet. Very nice. Very nice. That's the hardest one. Are you still going on road and getting Sprite Fruitopia? You got to bring the Toronto tradition everywhere, man.
Yo, so come see, come sa. I'm trying to be healthier, so there's more green juice on the rider still.
Wow. I see you. I see y'all here with you on your yoga tip.
We see the abs, bro.
Right? She out here flexing the stomach.
She was doing a headstand, kicking up and down. I'm like, okay, she got the chakras aligned and the body's good.
Yes. Was that one of the practices you picked up over the pandemic? Or?
No, I picked up hot yoga years. I used to smoke a lot of weed, and then I had a homie that was trying to join the league, and he was like, yo. And he was born again Christian, so he went through a moment, but he was like, no more sex, no more drinking, no more weed, no more this, till I joined the league.
God bless, brother.
Life mosh.
That is a Vulcan strength right there. I don't have that strength.
It's a lot. But he inspired me, and I was like, oh, I'm going to do that with weed because I love weed. And I was like, I'm not going to smoke until I hear my song on the radio. And then I got the job at Faces. And then Pete Panceras was working there, who used to DJ on 103.
Yeah.
And then we became homies, and I was like, told him about my goals and everything. And we made a song, and he put my song on the radio that year.
Wow.
And I was like, God. And then I prayed again, and I was like, Lord.
And I've been smoking since.
Stop smoking weed for a month, people. Your life and dreams will come true.
I extended it. I went. I should have done that because I would be smoking. But I extended it. I was like, thank you, God. Thank you, universe. I'm grateful. I'm not going to smoke. I'm going to push it up. I'm not going to smoke until I book my first tour. And then it happened. And I was like, sell out my first tour. And then it happened. And this is over years, right? That I keep pushing.
Yeah.
And finally, I was like, what's the epitome? At the time, it was a Grammy. And I was like, all right, bet. I'm not going to smoke until I win a Grammy. So it's been years. But I used to smoke a lot. But when I gave it up, I felt a void. Mm-hmm. I felt a void. And I felt my personality getting
That's how Norm.
He's been trying to quit for probably a year now.
So have you ever done hot yoga?
I've done it once in my life.
For you?
No, it wasn't. Not that it wasn't for me. I wasn't ready for it.
My girl brought me. Just say that. A girl brought me.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I knew it was yoga. I didn't know it was hot yoga. That's why.
You gotta go a little mentally prepared.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was my substitute, and it's been like in my life ever since. Nice. Ever since.
A nice, healthy substitute is what you need.
It is.
Yes.
And yeah. I should stop pointing at just you. Yeah. I need it as well. You need it.
See, I don't have those problems.
Oh, we gonna make it your problem, no, Sue. Don't worry.
I've never smoked in my life.
We're peer pressuring her.
I don't have the problem.
It's gonna happen.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Prepare pressure.
You're not.
We wait until Nola gets the terrible twos, and when she when she starts coming in here, stressed. Hair all over the place, like
it already is.
That's when we gonna get you on some edibles
or
something.
My edges out already.
Oh my gosh!
I'm gonna try hot yoga just now.
Huh?
I'm gonna try hot yoga just now.
And you should go in with the mentality of fuck everybody else because it's hard.
Yeah.
You know it's hard, but. If you want to lay there the whole class, you do that. If you want to go in child's pose the whole class, you do that. The goal is to just not leave. Mm-hmm. So you can climatize for the hour, practice discipline, practice like mindfulness, and it's just lit. But that's what fucks a lot of people because they go in and they start looking at everybody. And a lot of these people are
get
seasoned.
Get so distracted.
Yeah, and you get intimidated, all these things. But if you go in on the fuck y'all, I'm here, I'm me, it makes it a lot easier.
It's just like the gym. It's a lot of main character syndrome in any of those like... places settings. Those exercise settings where especially like you're the newbie like there's always a everybody's looking at me, everybody knows I'm doing this wrong, like no one's looking at you, no one cares.
It's either your anxiety is gonna get the best of you or you're gonna build some crazy
complex
unless you fart then it's over.
Well that's what they do in yoga, that's what like they're infamous for because of the stretches and the type of poses. Sometimes it's like it's gonna squeak out.
Well, you know what? That's true because I went to a yoga class and somebody ripped one and nobody said nothing, just kept it moving. I'm like, yo, that's respect.
You just gotta wear goggles. Yeah, just make sure you protect the eyes. You know what I mean?
No, man, it's all good.
No downward dogs towards the pupils. It's tragic. Back to the Essie. So on this
yoga
album,
yoga farts.
Farts always bring us right back.
Get us back on track.
You like I said, you're very transparent on here, and you know, I couldn't help but hear that for the second time. I think might have been third about car sex. What's going on with you and Weston Road car sex? What's car sex? That's unhinged behavior. First of all, I just want to tell you,
Queen Street West.
Yes, that was the one in the back of a Chevy,
or something like that.
Oh hey man, I got a story.
At least a Honda Civic, something eco friendly. We are. She's like, I'm
Girl.
Sipping on this one.
Yeah, I shared a Chevy Malibu story on here. We gotta hear yours now.
Oh my! No, we're not gonna rehash that.
Yeah, we're not. No,
you
one,
don't
no.
want to know.
It was a shitty mess.
Literally.
Like
both.
So back to your story.
Her car story is a little bit less embarrassing because it was literally just normal sex.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah,
or was it? Gonna,
Ooh, how do you feel when you're writing about these guys?
Oh my God,
do
I thought
they
the
hit you
was
up?
Gonna end up writing.
About these guys.
I was like, really
you're going
comfortable.
You're going there. You're going there. No. I'm not getting canceled today. I'm sorry, guys. No. I mean, how does it feel? Do any of these guys hit you up after these albums drop?
Like,
even if they haven't, you guys aren't on good terms. Like, yo, what the hell?
No, people know better. And people should be happy because I, as much, like, I know that I am open.
Yeah.
You know, but I know that I'm not going to fuck up someone else's boundaries at their expense just because I want to be honest. So that's why I don't put names in my shit. You know?
Yeah.
I don't. You're talk about my life.
But there's still like
boundaries and respect.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because, yeah. You be going in on these guys.
Yeah.
But you're also, it's also, they also can't be too mad because you say you're part in it too.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily say all the blame is on you.
I'm not,
but maybe sometimes I expected something I shouldn't have, or I put too much eggs into one basket. How have you worked on that? And do you want to work on that? I always wonder this with R&B singers. Well, not R&B singers, but just singers in general that are transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Is it bittersweet that it helps the writing? No?
No, man, because I've tried to heal, and I haven't. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's an ongoing thing. I've definitely healed parts of myself, but it's, like, at the top of a mountain is the bottom of another. And life will never be perfect because that's not the nature of what we're living in.
Amen. You know
what
I mean? Hallelujah.
The beautiful thing about healing is that it's just an ongoing process.
Yes.
So you think that you've gotten this far and then something will happen and then you have to tap into like
listen,
that.
Listen, I'm so terrified.
There's always something that's going to come out.
I'm so terrified of turning 40 and being like, what was I doing at 30 something? Like, because right now I'm like, I'm doing all right.
Did you think about the same thing when you turned 30 to when you were 20?
Yes, like I thought about my 20s and I was like, what the fuck was I doing? So I was like, man, I'm gonna do this again at 40, but I feel like I'm doing okay. What am I doing wrong?
You
so
are
I'm trying
doing
to like
okay
analyze
now,
it.
Right?
Yeah, I'm doing okay for the moment, but like obviously whenever like 2020's hindsight is 2020. So like whenever you look back, you're like, oh, I could have done that. I could have done that. And I'm not a regret person. Like I don't really regret anything. But more so like for other people who had to either deal with something that was wrong with me, it's like, oh, I wish they didn't have to go through that with me.
Yeah.
At that time, you know what I mean? Like, absolutely. It's not even necessarily about me. It's more so the people who had to deal with it around me. It's like, damn, that could have been, I could have handled that better. Yeah. With the music and with relationships, is that always going to be like your go-to source for that? Because obviously when, with life going on, we all go through different sad and traumatic events, but people like to associate like Mary J. Blige, for example. She's made so much music about relationships, and now that people box her in for heartbreak, you know what I mean? Like, don't they? Her celebrating life at 50 now is like something new to people. Do you fear that ever people boxing you in into that space?
No, I feel like there's more positivity in this album, and I just did it anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna, if I'm working on self love and I feel like I'm getting closer to feeling whole. Why would I jeopardize my healing for the sake of outward validation?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I was insecure in myself or if I was still seeking outward validation or if I was broke, it'd be different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm content and I'm still working, but I'm content. Still ambitious given, but not enough to have to fucking
bend to
someone else's expectations, you know? And also, even if it's just funny because people talk about it. Like you just said, Mary J. 50?
50.
People think I'm going to do this in a year? Are you kidding?
Exactly.
Have you heard? Like there's still toxicity in there that I got to work through. I'm still in therapy. I still go to yoga. I still meditate. I still pray every day.
Yeah.
I like, you know, there's still realizations that I make. There's still connections that I'm making back of like why I have certain trauma. What sisterhood wound happened here? What ex wasn't really in the wrong? What, you know, there's still things I'm discovering. So I don't really think it's an issue. If I was if I felt like I was perfect, it'd be concerning.
Yeah.
I don't. So
you have so much more life to live. So
so much more life to live.
Definitely. And I feel like if especially when you're dealing with an art form like yours, it's like the better of a person you become, like the easier this thing gets in a sense, like especially dealing with fame.
Yeah, the business side gets so much easier.
The business side is like the part you didn't really sign up for.
Nada.
And that's the part that's really going to poke at you. It's never the art. Yeah.
No,
you know what I mean?
The art's pure.
The art is pure. Yeah, exactly. So, like, the business, how are you dealing with the business? And how are you growing with the business?
Becoming financially literate. Becoming more educated. Becoming more in touch with my intuition so I don't second-guess decisions. Reading more. Fucking understanding. And understanding and being down for, what's the term when you delegate. Mm-hmm. Leaning more into that.
Yeah.
Having a good team.
Having a great team.
See Byron. I see you, Byron.
Not even looking.
You looking down from working his ass. I see you.
So delegating.
Shout out to Phil. I know he's been around you for a while.
Phil's the oldest I know on my team.
Yeah.
Man, from time. Yeah. But that's how I deal with it. And just it's more so the decision making thing. I can't remember what book this was in. But it was like something about 80% of the time we always go with our gut instinct. But this society changes our connection to intuition and it makes us doubt ourselves more often. Mm-hmm. And all we do is end up wasting time because we go back. Yes, it was Blink. Is that Malcolm Gladwell?
Malcolm Gladwell.
Love Malcolm Gladwell.
Look at Norm.
Yes.
Love a man of literature.
Yes, yes. Norm.
The crazy stuff. I was in Goa. I was in India, just strolling along the beachside.
Ooh, strolling.
And I looked over to my left and I said, ooh, a bookstore.
Oh my.
Why not take a gander?
A little pooksy.
So I'm looking around and I didn't find anything. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just leave. As I'm walking out, I take this one take. I went, what?
Did you blink?
There it was.
Yeah,
in a blink of an eye.
In a blink of an eye.
It popped out. And then I saw Toronto author, and I pulled it up.
Mm.
I'm like, Malcolm Gladwell. I heard about the tipping point. Mm. Heard about Outliers. Yep. Like, all right, let me see what this is all about. Changed my life.
Love
great book.
Outliers is a fire.
Yes.
Outliers is a fire.
So I need to read Blink.
Yes. But that's why I always go with my first gut instinct.
Oh my God. Yeah. Extra Gravy Book Club. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's do it.
A couple of books in this.
I'm so down for an Extra Gravy Book Club. I was like, you're this out.
Okay, I'll
I don't be reading. As you can see by that sentence, I don't be reading. Like,
okay, so, Kanye.
Sway was right. Yo, that was epic, by the way. I cannot believe. Like, Sway holds no L's.
No.
He continuously.
Was shocked that he's holding that L when it happened, right? And it didn't really necessarily because people were like, what's wrong with Kanye? So he didn't hold an L then. But then over time, as Kanye got more and more successful, people were like, hey man, Sway might have been wrong. Sway might not have had the answers. And now he's finally admitted it.
He didn't have the answer. That's safe to say.
Do you have plans like that for like when you grow? Are you gonna? Do you have plans for world domination, or are you just are content with like just living your life and not trying to be a mogul?
No, legacy shit. Legacy shit's been on the vision board.
So what does legacy look like for you?
Legacy looks like making my man's millionaires, making sure that the team's blessed, the farm for my pops, the family,
having an orphanage. Yes. I've been telling niggas about the farms. When you get rich, you gotta have a farm to just make all your shit.
Yeah, then
you're good.
Hey, and we grow green peppers and tomatoes in our backyard. So holla at me.
Oh, a little farm.
We're started.
The green thumb.
Yeah. Can I buy a portion of your backyard?
Sure.
Can I rent it out and just grow my own shit?
Might as well just make the whole grass.
Hey, listen, once you get that farm, you start growing, and that's when you start again.
Totally morphing into Gladwell.
Anyways, continue. Legacy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. On school or orphanage or something like that. Something for the community in Colombia, particularly for like,
sick,
you know, kids that don't have...
Basic necessities. Yeah.
And man, just changing the world and leaving a mark before I go, because time's short, life's short is what I mean. But
yeah,
a mark, a positive mark, something good.
You've definitely left a positive mark here in Toronto.
Yeah,
like wherever you go, somebody loves you. Period.
It's so good. I've never heard bad things about
Toronto.
They really
need
to go to bat for you.
You got this locked down already.
You hear the bad things about every celebrity. I've literally never heard one thing about you.
No way.
Not once. Not on the internet. Not in person. Not anybody.
You're a good soul. With
I'm out here. You haven't met my exes.
No. Nor do I plan to. Not shaking anybody's guys, any of these guys' hands that are having sex on Queen Street in cars in Chevys, you sick bastards. Get her a room, you broke butt. I know those ones where you just you like you live with mom, so you're like, this is where we're doing it.
Which song was it when you were like, oh, you didn't have money, but you had money to buy condoms and
God, I didn't hear that one.
Queen Street West, yeah. So it was in there. She was like going in. She was like, you say you don't have money, but you have money to buy condoms, and then you had money to buy something else.
For strippers.
Yeah, strippers.
Strippers, like, that's the one.
Using condoms when we wasn't. I was just like, damn.
I mean, at least.
And then you went into Mutual Friend, and Mutual Friend sounded like you was, you know, really in your bag.
Thank you.
I love when you collab with Black.
I love him.
Oh my gosh. You guys are peanut butter and jelly, man.
To me, that was like Erykah Badu. Oh, no, sorry. D'Angelo and Lauryn Hill.
Yep.
You know, 2020.
R&B duos, male, female R&B duos in the past, I want to say 7 years, has missed. Like, you can go down the list. Her and Daniel, Bryson and Rihanna, Bryson and Jasmine, Bryson and
all the Brysons.
All the Bryson. Bryson be collaborating. He be collaborating. That guy, yeah, no, definitely. I love where R&B is going just in general. Like, it's just such a refreshing thing to hear. What, even though, because my thing is with R&B artists, you know for a fact that you probably aren't going to get the radio time that hip-hop is getting and trap and all that stuff. But you're still putting in that real time to make solid music. Like, I went to a PJ Morton concert. I don't know if you heard of PJ Morton.
PJ Morton, who's got those crazy runs?
Yes.
He plays guitar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he plays piano. Plays piano. He kind of sounds like Stevie Wonder. I'll put you on after. He's nasty.
I know. I'm thinking of Collins.
Nasty. There's too many right now. I think that's the problem too. It's like there's so much, and it's you think it'd be oversaturated, like you're tired of it. But with R&B, it's just like,
yo, even the small little videos on TikTok of people singing covers real quick. Like, there's so many of them popping up, man. Yeah. Soul is alive and well.
Do you watch your reaction videos, like people reacting to you?
I do still. I'm trying to make a compilation right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a compilation.
I always wonder.
The Life Marshall would kill me, man. I sent that to my friends. I sent that immediately to my friends. I was like, yo, watch this.
God bless. I felt sorry for those guys.
That should be on a bumper sticker. God bless. Life Marsh.
Definitely. All right. I'll do it. You guys heard her here first. Yeah. That's a commercial. Yeah, no, definitely. Thank you so much for coming through,
man. Thank you guys, man.
I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you. I love to see it. I love to see the success of the city's a fucking renaissance in Toronto.
Damn,
and I just
feel
so happy. Right? You know, it just makes me fucking happy. Happy as hell to see us. Just a good vibe. And I'm happy to be home. Yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
We love seeing you back
You're
on home.
Welcome.
So
thank you.
Always welcome. And we're going to do that book club, you know?
Yes. Crazy Gang Book Club. GGB, we coming.
We stay collaborating.
Collaborating.
That could be our Patreon exclusive. Ooh, you know, the book club.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Another episode of The Extra Gravy Show.
Yes.
I'm Marlon.
I'm Norm.
And I'm Alicia.
And that was The Extra Gravy Show.
Thank you, Jesse. Out here, man.
It's The Extra Gravy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.